Stop doing what you can be. Now don't, don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop, don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't, don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Organizers of the No Kings protest say they expect millions of people to turn out today at more than 2,000 events around the country protesting some Trump administration policies. Republicans are calling it Hate America rallies. President Trump's not in Washington, but while traveling to Florida for the weekend, he called on Russia and Ukraine to stop fighting.
You stop at the battle line and both sides should go home, go to their families, stop the killing, and that should be it.
That followed his White House meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky the day after he spoke by phone with Vladimir Putin. The president commuted the 7-year prison sentence for former Congressman George Santos for campaign finance and fraud crimes. The president said he always had the courage, conviction, and intelligence to vote Republican. 3 home runs and 10 strikeouts from Shohei Ohtani, an all-time effort, helped the Los Angeles Dodgers get back to the World Series. They swept the Milwaukee Brewers. This is ABC News. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says flood damage to remote villages last weekend so extreme that many of the 2,000 people displaced won't be able to return home for at least 18 months. Coast Guard Petty Officer Teddy Kirsch was part of the largest airlift operation in state history.
I can't imagine what those people are going through. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm no stranger to these types of storms, but being on the other end of the rescue operation, I will forever be affected. My crew personally rescued 18 people.
The FAA gave Boeing the green light to produce more 737 MAX airplanes, now up to 42 per month, up from a cap of 38 that was put in place after a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines jet in flight. The FAA says the increase followed extensive safety reviews. And Britain's Prince Andrew says he'll no longer use his royal titles amid new scrutiny over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calls for an unseasonably warm Saturday, partly cloudy today, a high all the way near 74. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers will drop down to 45. Blustery, much cooler, decreasing clouds gradually tomorrow, a high just at 60. Sunday night, mainly clear, frost possible in areas with a low near 35. Increasing clouds and breezy on Monday, back to 64. Tuesday's high with showers and sprinkles at 49 degrees. And Wednesday, partly sunny, still cool, with a high of 53. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. He
It's all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Tell you what, you may want to be cruising around in the General Lee because that can take some bumps, and it is foggy.
Woo!
Use plenty of caution, lots of extra time this morning as well. Once that fog burns off, we're going to hit 74. Look at this week in entertainment history comes your way at 7:20.
Ravishing Ruby, she's been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig, somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free. And all the time she's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, made a solemn vow, waiting on Smiling Jack. He'll come rolling by, and she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama line. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. You see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
J&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when, A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Just out Richland Center, such Chicken Ridge Farm, the pumpkin patch full of fall fun for the whole clan. Youngins can bounce, slide, maze, climb, and splash at the Bubble Barn. This year, that U-Pick patch is looking purtier than ever. Folks bring wagons, good old shoes to haul their own pumpkins. Or grab one atop the hill. The snack shack's wide open with vittles and drinks. Open Saturdays from 10 to 6 and Sundays from 10 to 4, now through October 26. Follow them signs clear down Chicken Ridge Road to the dead end at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. That's Chicken Ridge Farms, where fall memories get made.
This Saturday, come enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale. They're serving 4:30 until 7. The menu is comfort food at its best. Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, salads, rolls, and dessert bars. A free will offering will be accepted for the meal. But that's not all. Browse the silent auction featuring amazing items and a selection of homemade pies. Stick around after dinner for the live auction, which begins at 7 p.m. Join your family and friends and make new friends at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located at 24811 State Highway 58 in beautiful downtown Ithaca. That's Saturday, the Lord's Acre Dinner and Sale at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, getting underway at 4:30. See you there. Bobby G. Rice returns home for a concert on October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Through the years, 30 Billboard-charted country hits and a one-time CMA-nominated Male Vocalist of the Year.
You lay so easy on my mind.
Bobby G. Rice live at the Richland Center City Auditorium, Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or at the door. Bobby G. Rice in Richland Center, Saturday, October 25th. Join us as we welcome Bobby G. Rice back home.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way I feel is a doggone pity.
Legendary country artist Bobby G. Rice, Saturday, October 25th at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Enjoy the show while sitting in the all-new comfortable seats in the refurbished auditorium.
I wanna go back.
This fall, help support families in our community by adding your fall favorites to our fall food pantry collection. Julie Karen State Farm is a permanent drop-off site for the food pantry, so it's easy to give anytime. Bring canned goods, pasta, rice, soups, peanut butter, or seasonal favorites like pumpkin puree and applesauce to help stock local shelves. Every donation makes a difference and keeps the spirit of giving alive this season. Stop by Julie Karen State Farm this fall and add your favorites to our food wagon. Like good neighbors, we can all be there.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Spooky savings are here. The Wicked Good Wisconsin sale runs October 20th through 31st. 20% off regularly priced in-stock furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Locally made Wicked Good deals only at Court and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Hurry, it's only for 2 weeks.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with 5 generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Welcome to a time travel journey of entertainment proportions. It's a look at this week in entertainment history. We do it each and every Saturday at 7:20. Today, we're going to start in the year 1988. The sitcom Roseanne, starring comedian Roseanne Barr, premiered on ABC. 1957, the musical film Jailhouse Rock, starring the King, Elvis Presley, premiered in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1962, the Beatles made their live television debut on UK TV, performing Some Other Guy and Love Me Do. Celebrity birthdays include Zac Efron, Jean-Claude Van Damme from Time Cop, Peter Boyle from Everybody Loves Raymond, and Young Frankenstein. Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy was born, and George C. Scott. Also celebrating a birthday, Dawn Wells, the late actress who played the beloved role of Marianne on Gilligan's Island. And in 2019, the Today Show celebrated its 25th anniversary of its home in Studio 1A. Don't go anywhere. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is coming up next. A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency. We are going to wrap up a look at this week in entertainment history with today's Rabbit Ears Memory. It's a TV show from NBC. It ran from 1982 until 1993. Now, despite low initial ratings, this witty, character-driven sitcom set in a Boston bar became a long-running hit and perennial top 10 show, known for its smart writing and great ensemble cast. Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Knows your name.
That was a big day in 1957 for Elvis Presley. The film Jailhouse Rock premiered in Memphis, Tennessee. We cover that on our look at this week in entertainment history. We do it each and every Saturday morning right around 7:20. Birthdays and anniversaries are right around the corner. We're going to see who's celebrating.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, All American Do-It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calls for an unseasonably warm Saturday, partly cloudy today, a high all the way near 74. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers will drop down to 45. Blustery, much cooler, decreasing clouds gradually tomorrow, a high just at 60. Sunday night, mainly clear, frost possible in areas with a low near 35. Increasing clouds and breezy on Monday, back to 64. Tuesday's high with showers and sprinkles at 49 degrees. And Wednesday, partly sunny, still cool, with a high of 53.
100.9. Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on this 18th day of October, brought to you by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For over 50 years, families have trusted The Shoebox and Black Earth to keep them in step with the best brands and the best prices. From back-to-school shoes to work boots, athletic gear to cozy fall favorites, you'll find them all under one roof. Friendly service, unbeatable selection, and deals worth the drive. Make it a family trip. Discover why Wisconsin shops The Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Well, as mentioned, today is Saturday, October 18th. Time to take a look at our people celebrating. Here's a happy anniversary to my dear husband, Mel, from your wife, Linda, with lots of love. A special couple celebrating anniversary number 63 today, Mel and Linda Felton, with love from your cousins, Alice and Tom, down there in Arkansas. And we even know that Alice and Tom are joining us from Arkansas today as well. So Mel and Linda Felton celebrating. Congratulations on 63 years. And here's a very happy anniversary wish going out today again to from friends to Mel and Linda. All right, happy 50th anniversary wish going out to my wife Linda from your husband Steve. Looking forward to many more with lots of love. The Felton celebrating today. Brent Baumkamp wishing you a very happy birthday today from Mandy, Chris, Peyton, Carson, and Landon. Archer Imhoff is celebrating birthday number 16 with love from great grandma Jean. Hope you have a great birthday. Happy birthday wishes to Terry Zebarth. Birthday blessings from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Uncle Joe Durst is celebrating today. That note from Lori and the gang. Josh Joseph is celebrating. Josh, we hope you have a great day from Lori and the gang. Declan Durst and Josh Joseph from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret celebrating a birthday. Riley Gerner is on the St. Mary's school list today. Happy birthday wishes to Ben Dahlberg, a busy man you are. If you see him, wish him a very happy birthday. Love you from Mom. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Ben Dahlberg and Sheila McCauley make that list today. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Ashley Matthews, happy birthday. William Nee is on the Schmidt-Woodland Hills list today. William, hope you have a great day. From the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club, birthday wishes going out to Sarah McCormick, Courtney Dean, Samantha Rux, Terry Zebarth, Trent Knapp, Aaron and Lila Sorge, both celebrating birthdays today, along with Brent Baumkamp, and anniversary wishes for Lori and Brandon Lee, and Julie and Nordine Potts. From the Richland Center Lions Club, it's a birthday wish for Ellen Beveridge. Allison Bogardis is celebrating. Riley Gerner, Taylor Hafner, also Tina Greeley, and Mara Freeman, all celebrating birthdays and three anniversaries to tell you about. Randy and Danita Murdoch, Thomas Barna and Mary Bradford, and Jamie and Stacy Lasicki. Of course, if you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM on your foggy Saturday.
Oh, this man called love. I just can't handle it, this thing called love. I must get rid of it, ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Well, this thing called love, it cries and cries all night. It swings, it jives, it shakes all over. Take a little long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get around to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love.
Oh, it's a crazy little thing called love. That's Dwight Yoakam. Stay tuned for a hit from Alison Krauss as we're going to send that out Gillingham way. We'll do that next.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
For over two decades, Wilson Doran Construction has been synonymous with quality and reliability in Richland Center. Specializing in wick buildings, garage door installation, and removal, we pride ourselves on delivering exceptional service and results. Whether you're needing garage door service or need expert construction services, trust Wilson Doran Construction for the job. Contact us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
At 7:45, we'll have a news update with Caitlin O'Connell. Right now, we're sending this out to our good friends in Gillingham. It's Allison Krause and Union Station on your weekend wake-up.
Same old place, same old city. What can I do? I'm falling in love. I'm just an old hound dog. Roaming around, oh Lord, I've got all this and heaven above. Oh, Atlanta, I hear you calling. I'm coming back to you one fine day. No need to worry, there ain't no hurry, 'cause I'm an old hound dog roaming around, Lord.
here I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Boop, 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 boop. One more. Boop, 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 boop. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Boop, 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 boop. One more. Boop, 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 boop. They say roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, All American Do It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30.
This October 20th through the 31st, your home can get a little wicked in a good way. It's our Wicked Good Wisconsin sale at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Get 20% off all regular priced, in-stock Wisconsin-made furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Cozy up on your living room, dining room, or bedroom with furniture built right here in Wisconsin. No tricks, just treats. Visit us at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Don't miss out. The sale ends October 31st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We have dense fog and we're up to 56 degrees following our low of 53. This news update is brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Saturday, October 18th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is highlighting how the federal government shutdown is impacting Wisconsin workers. The Department of Workforce Development Secretary Amy Pakacek says the department isn't able to release monthly job data, which helps organizations make crucial fiscal decisions. Pakacek says there's about 8,000 federal workers in Wisconsin, and they could also be impacted if the Trump administration decides not to give them any back pay. Finally, the secretary says certain migrant work visas aren't being processed, which will impact the egg industry if the shutdown lasts much longer. Friday marked the 17th day of the fiscal government shutdown. The University of Wisconsin system announces another campus closing. Adam Hess has more.
It was announced on Friday that operations will cease at UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus as of May 22, 2026. An email sent to UW-Platteville community members by Chancellor Tammy Ivitovich stated, quote, "This will not impact in-person degree instructional programs at the main Platteville campus. Our top priority is supporting students, faculty, and staff through this change, and we have created a dedicated transition team to assist them through this process," end quote. According to a UW press release, UW-Platteville is set to help students transition seamlessly to its main campus. The university will develop individualized plans for staff and faculty. The Baraboo Sauk County campus opened in 1968. Enrollment is currently at 178, with class sizes averaging 14. One of the reasons for closure is the result of continuously declining enrollment at the campus. Dale Schultz of Richland Center was a member of the Wisconsin Senate from the 17th District and served as Senate Majority Leader from 2005 until 2007 and was recently on Civic Media's Todd Albaugh show. Schultz said it's the students that pay the price each time a campus closes.
I was always very proud of the University of Wisconsin when it believed that the borders of the university are the borders of the state. With each campus that closes, those borders shrink in size, and the students, the traditional and non-traditional students who depended on these campuses, find themselves being left high and dry. And for a state that once prided itself on its educational prowess, it is indeed a sad day.
Dale Schultz went on to say, with each closing, the community, usually a rural one, feels the impact.
Once again, the rug was pulled out from underneath folks and people in this area who are worried about the economy like they are in many places in this country, particularly young people. The ability to be job worthy depends on continuing education and access to education. And this just is another nail in the coffin. And it means that rural areas and smaller communities are going to not prosper like they should.
It's been 2 years since the University of Wisconsin closed the Richland campus. Along with the 2022 announcement of the Richland closing, the closing of UW Oshkosh branch campuses was announced in 2023, and in 2024, UW Milwaukee branch campuses were closed, affecting Washington County and the Waukesha area. Before the recent closures, the only UW College campus to close was UW Medford in 1980. While the university operations are ending, the campus buildings will be returned to Sauk County, where there is a plan to find other ways to use them to serve the region. For Civic Media News, I'm Adam Hess.
As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands. Melissa Kay reports.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys, and that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer,
So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Melissa Cave.
The Basketball Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be holding their annual harvest dinner and auction tonight at the Basketball Bowl and Banquet. Basketball Mobile Pack helps Feed My Starving Children, a Christian nonprofit whose goal is to eradicate hunger throughout the world, specifically in children, by assembling food ingredients into meal packets for those who are starving. Many fundraisers, like tonight's event, help support Basketball Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. Bruce Pitsley is with the Basketball Mobile Pack and an organizer of the event.
Our mobile pack has grown, largely in part to the facility that we're able to use. Truvant graciously allows us to use their building number 3 in Basketball, and there's plenty of space in there. It has allowed us to grow our mobile pack. When you grow your mobile pack, that means you're able to pack more meals, but that also means that you need to raise more money. So that is the reason why we continue to have our fundraisers. We do awareness events. We're in parades. We do a few fundraisers during the year.
There will be many great donated items to bid on. Auction preview and social time will begin at 5 o'clock, and the dinner will be served at 6. Cost of the dinner is $10. The live auction will begin at 7. There will also be a bake sale, silent auction, and raffles throughout the evening at the Basketball Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children annual harvest dinner and auction tonight at the Basketball Bowl and Banquet. For more information about the Basketball Mobile Pack or how to donate, you can contact Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2554. You can also go online to give.fmsc.org/basketball. To learn more about Feed My Starving Children, go to fmsc.org. Community Players' production of Pride and Prejudice will once again take the stage tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The curtain will rise tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon at 2 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children under 18. Tickets are only available at the door. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the start of the 2025 elk hunting season today. This is Wisconsin's 8th elk hunting season since the reintroduction of elk in the state, and the first year with antlerless harvest opportunities. The 13 hunters participating in the state-administered hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 26,000 applicants. The DNR also reminds hunters and the general public that the 2025 pheasant season opens at 9 o'clock this morning and runs through Sunday, January 4th. The opening weekend has a daily bag limit of 1 rooster per day. For more information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, visit the DNR's pheasant hunting webpage.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, October 18th. Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center, died October 8th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A funeral service will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church today from 9 until the time of the Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Mary Barnett, 97 of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca, died October 8th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 1 until the time of the service at 3 o'clock. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. For Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca. Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center, died on September 29th. A memorial service will be held on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call the church on Sunday from noon till the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center. Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow the funeral. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 9 until the time of the service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to OMHS, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. For Hans Carl Hansen, 82 of Richland Center. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85, died on October 9th at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 1 until the time of the service at 2 o'clock. For Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Organizers of the No Kings protest movement say millions of people are expected at more than 2,000 demonstrations across the country today protesting Trump administration policies. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Here in L.A., there are worries about counter-protesters getting involved in the events today. Back in June, they were peaceful through the day, the No Kings Day rallies that went on, and then they devolved into violence later on in the night. There is that concern. Police telling us no known threats. You're seeing some chatter online, but they will be keeping an eye on today.
Republicans are calling these Hate America rallies and say they're contributing to the government shutdown, which is now in day 18. President Trump commuted the 7-year prison sentence of former Congressman George Santos, who pled guilty to fraud and campaign finance charges. And the president also called on Ukraine and Russia to stop fighting now after his Friday meeting at the White House with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This is ABC News. John Bolton made his first court appearance Friday. The former national security advisor pleaded not guilty to 18 criminal charges, says ABC's Olivia Rubin.
These are severe allegations that could possibly